Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Berita terkini SBS Audio Program Bahasa Indonesia untuk hari Jumat 23 Februari 2024. Saya Riki Kusumo. Ribuan penduduk dari hampir 30 km di dekat Ballarat telah diminta untuk mengungsi dan peringatan darurat serta peringatan untuk berjaga-jaga dan bertindak telah dikeluarkan. Rumah-rumah di Victoria Barat dilaporkan terancam hangus terbakar. Sekitar 1.000 petugas pemadam kebakaran dan 15 pesawat pembom air telah berusaha memadamkan api. Kepala Otoritas Kebakaran Negara Bagian Victoria, Jason Heffernan, mengatakan kepada ABC bahwa penilaian kerusakan sedang dilakukan.
We're getting early reports, unfortunately, of some home losses, and as well as multiple sheds. And of course, given a rural agricultural area, I do expect fence loss, stock loss, and the like. We have specialist rapid damage impact assessment teams on the ground from 7 o'clock this morning from Fire Rescue Victoria, which will be going through that area and trying to firm up those numbers.
Sementara itu, masyarakat di barat laut Australia Barat sedang bersiap-siap menghadapi sistem cuaca buruk yang diperkirakan akan melanda pantai sebagai siklon tropis. Biro Meteorologi memperkirakan badai itu akan mendarat di dekat Coral Bay besok pada hari Sabtu sebagai sistem kategori 2. Ahli meteorologi Miriam Bradbury memperingatkan akan adanya hembusan angin yang merusak, hujan lebat dan banjir bandang.
The tropical cyclone is likely to move southwards and continue intensifying to a Category 2 system through the later part of Friday into early Saturday. As it nears the coast, we'll see rainfall picking up as well as those stronger winds. Widespread moderate falls are possible, with the heaviest rainfall tied to thunderstorms near the tropical cyclone. It's expected to make a landfall sometime during Saturday to the south of Exmouth. As it makes that landfall, that's when we will see the most intense impacts. Destructive wind gusts up to 140 kilometres an hour are possible, and very heavy rainfall that could lead to flash flooding.
Organisasi Kesehatan Dunia WHO memperingatkan penyakit menular di jalur Gaza dapat menyebabkan lebih banyak kematian di kalangan warga Palestina dibandingkan dengan permusuhan Israel yang sedang berlangsung. Sejauh ini, Badan Kesehatan PBB itu telah mengkonfirmasi 200 ribu kasus penyakit diare dan juga telah mengkonfirmasi wabah hepatitis A dengan sekitar 8 ribu kasus. Christopher Lockyer, Sekretaris Jenderal Doctors Without Borders, menjelaskan.
There is no health system to speak of left in Gaza. Israel's military has dismantled hospital after hospital. What remains is so little in the face of such carnage is preposterous. The excuse given is that medical facilities have been used for military purposes. Yet we have seen no independently verified evidence of this.
Masih tentang konflik Israel dan Hamas, telah terjadi serangan penembakan di dekat permukiman tepi barat di mana seorang warga Israel tewas dan 7 orang lainnya terluka. Menteri Keamanan Nasional Israel, Itamar Ben-Gvir, menyerukan agar dilakukan lebih banyak pembatasan pergerakan bagi warga Palestina.
A very big disaster was prevented here, thanks to the fact that all police officers in the Israeli police are carrying weapons. I remind you that 6 months ago I said clearly that the right to life outweighs the right to freedom of movement of residents of the Palestinian Authority. The right to life of Jewish residents outweighs the freedom of movement of residents of the Palestinian Authority.
Mantan Wakil Sekretaris Departemen Imigrasi Abdul Rizvi mengatakan hampir tidak terelakkan perahu-perahu pengungsi akan datang ke Australia menyusul kedatangan hampir 40 orang di dekat kawasan Beagle Bay yang terpencil di Australia Barat minggu lalu. Rizvi mengatakan para politisi harus berhati-hati dengan perdebatan yang timbul dari situasi ini dan juga tentang retorika mereka seputar kedatangan kapal itu karena hal tersebut dapat menyebabkan lebih banyak kedatangan kapal. Rizvi mengatakan penting bagi masyarakat untuk tidak membesar-besarkan situasi ini.
I think we've got to remember we've got a very, very big coastline along the west. The sea between Australia and Indonesia is huge. The number of fishing boats that look almost identical to an asylum seeker boats is huge. The chances of a boat being missed is always there despite the efficiency of our navy. One or two boats will get through. That's just almost inevitable. And I think we just need to accept that rather than getting into this hysterical panic.
Sekian berita terkini SBS Audio Program Bahasa Indonesia yang disampaikan oleh Riki Kusumo. Anda masih mendengarkan siaran SBS Audio Program Bahasa Indonesia. Jika Anda ingin menghubungi kami, silakan menelpon kantor kami di Sydney pada nomor 02-9430-3135 atau kantor kami di Melbourne dengan nomor 03-9949-2208. Anda juga dapat menghubungi kami melalui email pada alamat indonesian.program@sbs.com.au.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.